Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. This segment brought to you by McGurk's Pub. If you're looking for a spot to watch the game, make it McGurk's. We've been to all the McGurk's locations, and they have awesome food, all of them, and the perfect game day atmosphere. Check it out, McGurk's, for your game day. You know, watching the Eagles and the Rams on Sunday at 1 o'clock. We'll be doing the pregame show, of course, starting at 10 with countdown to kickoff Sunday morning. Before a big one, the Eagles and the Rams. I think we have a new poll up at the Midday Show account. Is Hugh Douglas too empathetic? Clearly, yes. Empathizing with
it's
the enemy.
It's called growth.
Mm.
It's being an adult.
None of that.
Yeah. I mean, that's not for WIP.
It's an adult.
We don't even employ adults here. Who do you think you are?
I mean, right. I'm trying to change some things.
Yeah. Well, it's not working. Jay in Philly's up. What's up, Jay?
Jay.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, Jay. What's up, pal?
Hey, look, man, hey, Hugh, it's all right to have empathy sometimes, man, but you on WIP, bro. Like, no
right.
Philadelphian is listening to this for empathy against anything that we have going on, and you already know that part. But do you understand the why? Even though you play, do you understand why?
Yeah.
Hugh, all right, so you got to understand, man. Like, look, man, before we won a Super Bowl, everybody in our division had multiple Super Bowls.
Jay, hold up. Jay, let me slot. Because, listen, I don't need a master class in what the Philadelphia Eagles were a part of or what they didn't have. I played here, so we can move on from
know,
that part. Just say what
I
you
know,
got to say.
I was just thinking about the call from DOC and what he was saying. And I was just going to say that part and then say, so now – that we're relevant enough, and now that we're winning, now we have the national people picking at us.
First
so
of
we
all,
relevant
Philly
enough.
Has always been relevant. They might not have had any Super Bowl championships, but Philadelphia has always been a relevant football team. Okay, you go ahead. You got it. The floor is yours.
So we were relevant with Ray Rose and Richie Kotite?
Yeah, the people talked about the Philadelphia Eagles. They might not have talked about them in the greatest way that they're talking about them now, but yes, they did.
I would say to bridge what the two of you are saying, I would say since Andy got here, they've been relevant,
exactly.
Jay. And then the last 8 years, they've gone to a different level. Yeah,
so,
now they're champions.
Jay, you want to be a pick me? Now you sound like you're trying to be a pick me. Is that what that's what the kids call it?
I don't know.
Because
what that means.
It means like, hey, since I got these rings now and I'm relevant. Then I just run around and do whatever I want to do. Pick me. I'm that dude.
Oh.
That type of deal. That's what we're talking about.
I feel like I'm learning things here.
Yeah.
No, not at all. What I'm saying is the fact that now we are nationally relevant. At least say that this is the most relevant that we've ever been. Can we say that at least?
They just won the Super Bowl. That kind of is par for the course.
Yeah, but I jam with you. Been in two out of the last three Super Bowls.
See, but here's
three
out of
the last eight.
Let me help you out, Jay, because I hear what you're trying to say, but here's the reality of it. And like I framed it this morning in the best way that I possibly could. Everybody likes the underdog, right, until they're not the underdog anymore.
And that's the Eagles.
And that's what the Philadelphia Eagles are, and that's why they're piling on. It's not because, you know, we booed Santa Claus or we threw batteries at Santa Claus, anything like that. That's a part of our history. That's what people are going to think about Philadelphia anyway. It's because you just won the Super Bowl and you have a cheat code that nobody else can do. That's why everybody's piling on. The simple fact that you had Dean Blandino, who is hired to do a job, an unbiased job, I might add. His job is to sit there and tell you what he sees, correct? His job is not to say, I like this person or I like that person, right? His job is to tell the fan what they see. He went out of his way to talk about how tired he is of this play. And hell, if I'm not mistaken, is that the first game of the Eagles that he's done this year?
This year, yes.
So he took it upon himself in his first game officiating the Eagles to tell you how tired he is of the tush push. And then you know what else happened? All the other pundits say, oh, this is something to talk about.
Yeah.
And they piled on because they didn't like the fact that the Eagles, to be honest, that tush push controlled the way the game flowed.
Nothing you said is wrong there, but my reaction is bleep Dean.
No, I hear you. I'm gonna give it back to you in 2 seconds, but this is where I'm on this pulpit to teach. Because it ain't about me being petty, because I got petty in me. You know what I mean? Petty ain't gone nowhere. Petty's still there. But my job, Jay, is to be that pastor on the pulpit and talk about the different discrepancies and inconsistencies.
Yeah, but you know what?
In all of this.
The congregation. The congregation is not loving
this today. And sometimes the congregation ain't going to like to hear what I got to say. But as a pastor, this is my sermon.
Can you boo a pastor?
Yeah,
boo!
Yeah, boo. I've been booed before. Okay, Jay, the floor is yours.
Dean Blandino is nothing more than a man. And you know what we get to see now in this era? We get to see behind-the-scenes footage. And you know what? Referees are people, and they have been fans of people too. And we hear conversations that players have with referees. So sometimes, oh, there's some bias. Like they're human. They're human. There is sometimes. They're all not non-biased. That's crazy.
Jay, that's a weak argument, though, Jay. That was kind of weak.
No. It's only part of the argument. I'm just saying that you can't say that all referees are non-biased. That's crazy to say. I'm human too,
and that's why I go against the grain. Every now and then, they got to go against the grain to keep it spicy up in this piece. But I am empathetic for him.
You ain't keeping anything spicy. You're annoying us.
I am spicy.
Again, as annoying you like Blandino.
I am the drunk uncle at the barbecue.
Are you drunk?
That just tell you your girlfriend ain't that cute. Because guess what, Jay? She ain't that cute. Yeah. I don't care about the fans.
Well, no. I've been getting bad John since I was too young to even hear bad John. That's not me.
Let me find out.
But
we're back to sending pictures again.
I don't believe you, Jay. You got to send some pictures.
No, stop. Not again. Don't listen to him, Jay. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I sent you pictures, bro. You might call me to call in. I got you. Don't even worry about it, baby. But really, like,
I'm listening.
Do you feel any empathy? But because, like I said, we are now, and it's not just this year. You said it like they just started picking on it this year, and pundits picked it up after Dean Blandino. They tried to ban it. We have been hearing about our play now for over a year. Over a year, they've been picking at us, man, about a play. Now, it's not like we run the play on first down and go 70 yards with one play. We don't do that. It's an exaggeration, you know what I'm saying, for them to try to take the play out. Yes, we ran it seven times. We did do it seven times, and we might do it more in a game. But guess what? Everybody has the opportunity to do it, and other teams have done it. Other teams have done it and then voted against it being –
Jay, let me ask you this question. Now, I need you to think on this a little bit. If it wasn't the Kansas City Chiefs and it wasn't a rematch of the Super Bowl. Do you think that this would be a big deal?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Just a tush-push part.
Yes, the whole the way the game played out.
No, it wouldn't be a big deal. It wouldn't be this.
It wouldn't be a big deal.
No, it's
that's why.
Y'all say that, but remember, there was a witch hunt against the play.
No, you're right, Jay. I guess you're right, Jay and Gray Funko. You're right. It wouldn't be as big of a talk point this week. It was a game that 33 million people watched. Can I throw out a conspiracy theory, by the way?
What's that?
I've been sitting on this for a couple days. You know, the NFL purchased 10% of ESPN. Mm-hmm. When I hear that Schefter BS, I think he's carrying water. He's carrying water.
My mind. So I thought you were about to say something else.
Is he saying that because that's what the league wants?
Joe.
Like, it used to be.
This is now you're starting to see where I'm coming from.
I'm not sure about that.
No,
but
you do. I got vision.
It used to be where I may disagree. You may disagree with me or Hugh or anyone here, but like, this is our opinion. And we don't work for anybody. We work for
WIP. This is what we do. Yeah.
Like, 10% of ESPN is owned by the NFL. And I got Schefter up there on Monday saying the Eagles won this game in March. He's a puppet for Goodell.
That's my point, Joe, is because you got people that normally, they just report the news.
Or just give their opinion.
But to be that pointed, it's because they had so many eyes on this game. And it didn't play out. Because what was the score? 40-20 or something like that? 40-12? What was the Super Bowl score?
40-22, but it was really 40-6.
Okay,
but
that's the point. Because people were looking for the shootout.
Yeah, you're right.
They were looking, and they didn't get that.
So they turned the story to something else.
Yes, because you had two teams. This was the tale of two teams. The Eagles just trying to get out of there with the win. And they're doing it any way they possibly can. Patrick Mahomes running all over the schoolyard, trying to make things happen because he doesn't want to lose the game. And he threw for like 152 yards. When you look at this game on the surface, on the face, it was because neither one of them threw for over 300 yards. Yeah, neither quarterback did that.
It was, I was going to say, 3 yards in a cloud of dust. More like 1 yard in a cloud of dust.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So it wasn't, the game wasn't what we thought it was going to be. So what do? Okay, you talk bad about the tush push. That's what it was. And I knew when he went out of his way to just bash it, that's not your job.
Yeah. No. And Blandino, it's not your job.
That's what I'm talking about. That's not your job. Your job is to tell the fans whether it's good or not.
It's a penalty. It's not a penalty. It's a fumble. It's not. Just I don't need the editorializing from Dean Blandino.
That Roger Goodell was up there too.
Well, I'm sure he loved that. All right, before we get to the audio of both coordinators, can we hear from Marple Mack? We haven't talked to Marple Mack in a little while here. Marple Mack, what's up?
Hey, I just stopped calling. There was a hiatus because the last call when you, Douglas, was all upset at me. I'm a grown man about the package. I just, okay, absence makes the heart grow fond. So it wasn't until I heard from where I buy my pet food that they were asking for me. So I decided to call back with a twist.
Okay. I'm listening.
Regarding the thing about my ID, remember I said I was, I was waiting to, I was getting nibbles from other teams and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Well, I don't want to deviate, as I never do, when I talked to Kyle Screener, Kyle.
Yeah, whoever that is, yep.
He had told me, so it's about the vetters? I said, no, it's not about the vetters. It's specifically about the package. And I asked a question. If the owner sends you his personal business calling card, does that mean that team is serious about maybe talking with you?
If the owner of a company sends you his personal... Yeah,
the owner of an NFL team.
Yeah, I would think that means they're serious. Yes. Okay.
Well, I did get a calling card from another team, but I'm not dropping the name until that owner calls the station. That'll be the proof in the pudding. When they call to validate that I've been trying to get this idea with the Eagles and they've rejected it. Because that same owner has sent me two packages of, you know, pennants and all this kind of stuff. And I kept going back. That's not capital N, capital O, capital T what I want. I have an idea that I think will work. And so I just want to know, I still haven't gotten the card back. Did you ever pick up the package or did it get
you?
Not or what?
First of all, Marple Mac, you got the wrong one. I don't run errands for you or nobody else. So that package that you sent to the station sat here until somebody threw it away. Because I'd be damned if I take a package that you sent to me like I'm your errand boy to go take to somebody else. So whatever you had in that package, it went out with the trash whenever they threw it out. Because you got the wrong one.
I wasn't asking you to be an errand boy. That's
what were you asking me to do?
Remember when I called? Wait a minute now. Now you're getting cranked up.
No, I'm not getting cranked up. I'm just trying to let you know.
It doesn't sound like you're happy when you're using profanity at me.
Well, first of all, Marple Mac, like I said, okay, why did you, okay, let's do this. Because you're right. I might be getting upset about something that I know nothing about. Okay, so why did you send me the package? What was your end game in sending me that package?
The end game, if you remember, when I called before and Kyle said Kyle had said it. He said, well, maybe he's trying to use someone from the station to try to convey it. But I didn't want you to be an errand boy. I've sent several of them, at least three or four to the coaching staff. Nothing. Not even anything about the team or anything. Another team. The first time I sent, I got a package from the team and all this other kind of stuff, and I sent them back. I didn't send everything back. I said, that's not what I wanted. I have an idea. So about the second or third round, the owner of that team sent me his business calling card.
Oh, okay.
So
Mac.
That's all I wanted. That's all I wanted. Okay.
I guess we have a little lost in translation here, it seems like, Marple.
So let me help you out, Marple, because you're taking a long way to just say what I just said the direct way. You sent me a package, right?
To direct to the Eagles. You wanted
to give to the Eagles.
That's what it seemed like, yeah.
So
well, it's not,
what
it's
about
not to give it to him? But what would it have hurt for you to open it to at least see what it was about?
Because it was addressed to me to give to somebody else. That's what errand boys do. Like that. Do you understand the definition of errand boy? I give them a package, and then they give the package to whomever you want to get a package to. Is that? Do you understand that part of it?
I get that part, but that's
okay.
Not
so
the motive.
Why don't you get me being upset about you trying to handle me that way? What part about that do you miss?
No, why are you getting upset? But the end game is trying to implement.
But Marple Mac, I just told you why. I just told you why I was getting
upset.
All right,
I think that's where we cut it off. Marple Mac, we agree.
That was everything I possibly could have hoped it would be.
I sit here every day. What am I saying that you're not understanding? I'm not using all that the brain. I'm not doing the mental gymnastics. I'm like kind of straight. You wanted me to take a package that you got for the Eagles to the Eagles. What part am I missing?
As much as I am sure this is confusing to the audience, it really is as simple as Marple Mac sent a pack. So Marple Mac has been trying to get a package to the Eagles for a while. obviously they're not taking his mail anymore. So yes. Right. So Marvin Mack came up with the idea. Maybe whether or not Kyle aided in the idea, it happened.
Oh, Kyle, okay. This was you?
No, I don't know. He claimed that. What
the fact that he looked at me and doesn't say a word.
What are you talking about?
Whether or not this was our fault or not, Marvin Mack sent a package here for Hugh to bring over for him, redirect to the Eagles, right? Like you
deliver,
whatever word we're going to use. And Hugh did not want to do that. So the package sat here for a while. It's gone now. We have no idea where the package went. And this has been going on for 2 years.
Man, it's been a while. Because he sent it, and it sat in the studio for a while until somebody decided to throw it away. And I was like, he got the wrong one. Because.
He's getting all cranked up for it.
No. Because I'm like, what am I saying that you're not getting?
Why are we getting all cranked up?
That's what I'm saying. But I'm just saying, what if? Because you're playing me like we ain't saying the same thing. Because you said you sent me a package to give to somebody.
Yeah, he thought you were FedEx and you're not FedEx.
That's what I'm saying. That's not my job description.
No, all cranked up.
Dude.
That this, drop is going to kill me.
This is why. Every day. To the best of my ability, I try to set up and try to talk.
And don't you see it's an effort in futility?
But Kyle, I'm gonna do it every day while I'm cracking this mic. I'm gonna try to be clear and concise as I possibly can.
I have
and
wondered.
It still is not gonna make a difference.
I've wondered for a while which piece of audio we sent in for the Marconi Award. That's the one right there. All right, speaking.
I don't understand why he didn't think. Why are you upset? what do you think I'm upset?
All right, speaking of audio, can we hear from the coordinators here? Let's. Who do we want to do first? Petullo? Let's hear Petullo talking about the offense and trying to make some big plays here.
Nick often cites the explosive plays and the turnovers as like the two things, but I guess they can work in contrast in a sense with one another, right?
Correct.
The more aggressive you're being, the bigger chance of a...
Correct. I mean...
How much are you sort of... looking at that sliding scale, and where do you think it needs to be after 2 weeks?
It's a fine line, right? Because turnovers ultimately are a huge deciding factor. And if you count the fourth down stop we had, that's another turnover, right? So turnovers really can change the game quickly. So explosive plays are great, and you always want to try to get them. It makes it way easier to score. It makes it way more efficient, obviously, for an offense to move the ball down the field. But there is a fine line because you want to make sure those explosive plays aren't coming at a cost where you're at a high risk for a turnover in a game like that.
Yeah, it was a whole lot of nothing burger there from Petullo. I mean, like, I know we don't want to turn the football over. We also got to make plays more than 5 or 6 yards a pop. I mean, can we all agree on that? We got to make some plays down the field? All right, Kev. See, this is why I'm questioning the coordinator, you know, 1-2 weeks in. The other one from yesterday that caught our attention, you listen to this. This is the defensive coordinator, Vic Fangio, talking about Jalen Carter after his first game against the Chiefs.
How much did Jalen Carter's presence mean for that that pressure that you were able to?
He had some good rushes. I think he needs to round into better shape. Both he and I talked about that, and he readily admits that, and I think we'll even get more. But I thought for everything that has gone on in his world, I thought he played pretty good.
He said everything that's gone on
in
his
world. Yeah, spitting on a player, getting kicked out of a game. Vic is never not honest. He thinks Jalen Carter needs to be in better shape.
Yeah. I mean, he played a lot, and you could tell he was holding his wrist towards the end of the game.
I think he said it was a stinger. Does a stinger ever go down to the
whole
arm?
Well, it all depends. It probably makes it – it feels like I forgot how to describe it. It feels weird, but he probably had lost the sensation in his hand for a little while.
Well, that's better than him having a wrist injury because the stinger goes away. Like,
yeah,
it's just,
but sometimes it takes a while to go away. But
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll keep an eye on that, especially because they expect him to play a lot of snaps. Our 215-592-9049 for more audio coming up. This time, from Jerry Jones, he finally explains something we've been hearing him say for a while now.
The absolute glory hole.
Yeah, we'll get all cranked up next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Wait a minute now. Now you're getting cranked up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh,
wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.